All right, now I got another song for you. By the way, you all did really well with this one. And I'm proud of you. I really am. Okay. So, that was the first song that we're featuring by Miss Ripperton. Here's the next one. I want you to tell me. Well, that one got, let me say this. That one got a little, I guess you could say it started out super, super simple, right? And then some people were thinking, oh, man, nah, this is just too easy. Okay, I can dig it. But, you know, it got a little bit more challenging there. All right, so here we go, the next one. All right, give me the title of the song and tell me, hold up. I wanted you to have the liberty of hearing those high notes first, those stratospheric notes. Give me the title of the song, but also tell me what I shared as being one of the focal points, of the one of the themes of the song. All right. Some of you took your cues from the lyrics and coming up with the title of the song. You're right, Adventures in Paradise. Now, what did we conclude earlier in the week is the theme of the song, one of the focal points. Well, let me let you think about that a little bit as we get ready to move some more. All right. I tell you what. You talk about some folks who can write some thought-provoking lyrics. Okay, here we go. Being active is essential. In fact, Janice Hoffman, who's an exercise physiology advisor for the Fibromyalgia Information Foundation, which is an outreach site by fibromyalgia experts, of which Dr. Jones and Dr. Bennett are members, they say that that is one of the most important things to understand. If you have fibromyalgia, that being active is essential. A downward spiral in the deconditioning actually starts with pain and ends with pain. Any attempts to avoid pain by being inactive will eventually lead to more pain upon exertion. That pain is above and beyond whatever your chronic pain would normally be. With fibromyalgia, you will hurt sometimes during exercise and afterward. So try to accept that reality. I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, hold up. I'm going to be hurting sometimes not only before the exercise, but during the exercise too? And wait a minute, there's more? I'll be hurting afterward as well? Sometimes that will be the case. But listen, the silver lining, she says it will get better with consistency of activity. It will get better. Now check this out. A number of chemical changes in the brain make it tougher for you to exercise vigorously. This isn't, you know, a hard time exercising. That's not just in your head. It's not just psychological. It's literally in your brain. It's estimated that a third of fibromyalgia patients have adult growth hormone deficiency needed to repair muscles after exercise. Adult growth hormone is used in helping the muscles repair themselves after we've worked out. as a naturally occurring process. Now, that doesn't mean that the synthetic stuff or, you know, what you can buy off the shelf is a good way to go. I'm not going to say that. Now, I am saying that that which is already in us helps us with muscle repair. But 1/3 of people with fibromyalgia have a deficiency in adult growth hormone. And so as a result, your muscles don't repair after exercise the way other people's muscles do. The problem is that growth hormone is released during deep sleep. Most people with fibromyalgia spend minimal time in deep sleep. Not your fault. It's the fibromyalgia. And as a result, the body can't restore and repair using the necessary hormones, which in turn leaves the body without a normal baseline level. So, what is a person with fibromyalgia to do? Well, start low and go slow in order to prevent a flare. Take your time and progress steadily for benefits and fun. That could mean beginning with 7 to 10 minutes on day one and working up to 30 minutes, not over a couple of weeks, but maybe over several months. Starting slow, starting low, 7 to 10 minutes, and going slow, taking your time. Yeah, you don't want to make yourself so miserable that you just completely get out of the mood. No, don't do that to yourself, because you want to make this a part of your lifestyle. So consider even small amounts of time good investments of time. All right, Minnie Ripperton. Adventures in Paradise, and part of the focus as you listen to the lyrics is about purpose. Now, that said, tell me who composed this song. I gave you three names. What are those three names? All right, one of the composers is the singer herself, Minnie Ripperton. She was joined by someone who played for the Crusaders. Who was he? Joe Sample. And also Richard Rudolph. Back in a few.